Holy Gospel according to Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him, and when they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." And he answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to be seated. All right, raise your hand if you saw yourself in any of those videos of the ministries we have done, or you've been part of any of those. Yeah, look at that. What a wonderful way to remember some of what we have done together in the past year in 2023. And there will be some more of those coming up, so keep your eyes out. But for now, friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. I was called to be your pastor 7 years ago, this past January 8th. And I started almost exactly 7 years ago today. And we've been through a lot together over those last 7 years, haven't we? We've laughed and we've cried together at funerals and baptisms. We've been together through sweltering VBS evenings and downright frigid Christmas Eves. I remember one in particular out in front of the building. We journeyed through COVID and changing times. We've grown older We've grown mature together. We've grown in faith, we've grown in understanding. You have walked with me and my family through the death of my stepson Eric, Karen's mother, and now the death of my parents in these last 2 months. And I cannot think of a community that I would rather be living this life of faith with and walking together with over these past 7 years. Every day, I give thanks to God for the call that brought me here, for this community, and for all of you who are part of it. I've said to many of you that I have felt something of the same spirit towards the end of 2023 that I was feeling towards the end of 2019. A stirring of the spirit in this place that has seen a number of you stepping into ministries with a renewed vigor, a stirring that has drawn a number of new folks to join us, both officially as members, but also unofficially just walking alongside of us in their faith journey. A general stirring of this assembly of believers that reminds me of the warm-up of a runner before a race. A coiling of energy and effort that only needs to be pointed in the right direction for the race to begin. I've seen the stirring of the Spirit in the generous response to our capital campaign, Giving to Serve, One that has been successful thanks to your efforts. We'll hear more about that later. But it's something we can celebrate. An accomplishment that took all of us to achieve. And I've seen this stirring of the Spirit and the growth in those who regularly gather around word and sacrament in our worship. In the generosity of this community to those who are most vulnerable. Through groups like our Dorcas Quilters, who produced a record 66 quilts to be sent overseas through Lutheran World Relief, through our Vacation Bible School that served 56 children from this community free of charge, a gift we make to this community together. And even as we rightly celebrate these achievements, the ways in which the Holy Spirit is stirring in this assembly of believers on the corner of Walker and Rowley, even so, I hear the words of Paul today and the reminder of Jesus. You can find this text from 1 Corinthians, at least part of it, in a cross stitch on the wall in my office. It's one my sister did for me when I was commissioned as an associate in ministry in the ELCA in 1997. And I had heard this text in worship at Augustana Lutheran in Chicago when I was there getting a Master of Arts degree at the Lutheran School of Theology in Chicago. And I used it at my commissioning service. Now, it was a text that jumped out at me, partially because I was going to be commissioned, and, well, it had the word commission in it. But also, partly because it defined what I understood about being called. Not just as an associate in ministry or as a deacon or as a pastor, but what it means to be called as a follower of Jesus. We proclaim the gospel. That in Jesus the reign of God has come near to us. And that in and through him we are reconciled to God. We are freed from all that binds us and are made new again. We proclaim a gospel not so that we can be holier than thou and sit here feeling secure in our better than you-ness. We do it not because we get something from us. God is not transactional in that way. We proclaim the gospel because this is a compelling need for us to proclaim that gospel to others. We know what this is like. It's like when you get excited about that new movie, or maybe it's a new way of growing flowers, or that tool, or that KitchenAid, or whatever it is that you just can't live without, and you just got to tell people. Sometimes you can even get downright annoying about it. You know what I mean? Or at least you know people who do that. We proclaim the gospel because that's who we are. And we do so in a way that all people can hear. Paul expressed it this way: to a Jew, he became a Jew. To the weak, he became weak. He did that so that they might better hear the gospel of Jesus. He didn't change the gospel. He just changed how he approached those around him. He sought to understand who they were. And then he spoke the gospel truth to them. The gospel of Jesus is life-changing. I've heard both first and second hand how this encounter with God in Jesus has changed the trajectory of people's lives. Nadia Bowles Weber and other addicts who have their own heartfelt encounters with the risen Jesus that gave them the power to do what they needed to do to corral their addictions. Authors like C.S. Lewis, J.R.R. Tolkien, both of whom were World War I vets, whose minds, as well as their hearts, were captured by this encounter with Jesus. Now, for those of us who are raised in the church, I don't know about you, but I've not dealt with any kind of out of the ordinary problems. It's often kind of like the gospel's just always been there. My faith's just been there. It's kind of like your favorite coffee, the comfy chair. It's something you use every day, but you really don't think much about it. You might be pushed to say how it has changed the trajectory of your life. Perhaps what we need to do is just notice it more. To take a moment and really look at this thing that is so vital to our lives. To take the time to fully examine and exercise our faith. And so one of my challenges, encouragements to us this year is to grow as a community and to grow in our faith practices. I would encourage all of you to find a ministry here at St. John, to intentionally find a place and a group of people to build deeper relationships with. It could be the Bell Choir. They're a great group. If you were here earlier, you would find they have no fun at all together, right? They gather on Monday evenings for about the 9 months of the school year. And they are a community I know that laughs together and cries together, that cares for one another. And they share the gifts that they each have musically to proclaim the good news of God and Jesus Christ for us and with us. I encourage you. Maybe it is hosting our worship on a regular basis. That gives you a great opportunity to meet a whole bunch of people and for them to meet you. Maybe you say, all right, once a month, I'm going to host this service. Or maybe you are so bold as to say, well, I'm going to take a whole month. And begin to develop those relationships, to find that place where your gifts are used. Maybe it's making bread for communion. Somebody's got to make this wonderful bread that we eat. Somebody's got to set the table. It's just like at home. What did Mom used to say? It doesn't just appear on the table by itself, right? And somebody's got to clean up. Important things. To fully be the body of Christ, we need one another. The variety of gifts and experiences that each of us brings. And we need each other to practice what it means to truly be in relationship with each other. To learn to listen well to one another. To find the things we love in those we don't always agree with. To learn how to ask for forgiveness when we mess up. And to give that forgiveness to someone who has hurt us. To be accepted for all that we are, with all of our messy imperfection. And when we experience this, when we practice this in a safe community, which is what we say we are, what we are when we are at our best, when we do that, we become more aware of the reality of God's reign around us. That's what the kingdom looks like. That's what we come to practice each and every week so that we can better embody that out there. I would encourage all of us to deepen our faith practices. I invite you to read carefully together the book of Colossians this Lent. We are spending our time in that letter from Paul. Maybe to take home the free devotionals that are out on the Welcome Center desk at the beginning. It's quarterly, so every 3 months. You can take that, go home, and take 5 minutes, even 5 minutes a day, to intentionally stop. Boy, even that is a spiritual practice in this day and age, isn't it? To just stop. And spend 5 minutes intentionally going into God's presence through scripture and prayer. To focus on God, to ponder what God has done and continues to do for you. And as we do all of these things, as we experience more for ourselves how God is already at work in our lives, we can more clearly and authentically proclaim that good news to others. We notice the ways in which God has already transformed our lives. And we notice so that we can articulate more clearly what that really means for us. Jesus, in the gospel reading today, I think actually is giving us a warning as a community of faith. He's healed the man with the unclean spirit in the synagogue, and then he heals Simon's mother-in-law and all that crowd who are gathered around the door, and he goes out to a deserted place to pray very early in the morning. See, even God's Son has to take time out to commune with God, to bathe himself in God's presence. And he's hunted down by Simon, Andrew, James, and John. That's the way the language is used. They hunt him down. And their desire is, hey, come on back to town and do all this again. More. Give us more. Basically, they in the town want to keep Jesus as their own personal healing machine. They want to keep him to themselves. It works for them. And what's Jesus' response? Yeah, sure. I mean, what an ego boost that would be, right? Whew, man, they all want me. What does he say? No. Let us go to the neighboring towns and villages. For that is what I came out to do. The healing, the grace, the love that comes to us through Jesus Christ is not something to be hoarded and kept to ourselves. Because I wonder if, like manna in the wilderness, when we try and keep it to ourselves, I wonder if it does not rot and decay. Instead, we are called to share this wonderful gift with others. And so I would invite us this year as a community to ponder how we might grow as a presence in this community of Ely. To ponder what kind of, you all are already individually active and vital members of this community. I'm looking out here right now and I see folks who are a vital member of this community, right? Of the Legion, of all of the things that Ely does in our celebrations and Fall Festival and others. I know members who are a part of the volunteer fire department. You are already vital members of this community, but how can we as an assembly, as a collective group of people, come together and grow as a presence in this community to make a difference to everyone here, regardless of whether they ever come through these doors or not, and then go out into the neighboring towns and villages where we are also present, right? Mount Vernon, Solon, Swisher, Shuiville. To go into those places and proclaim the good news there. In my experience, every preacher has a vocabulary for their particular understanding of the gospel. And over 7 years, I would guess you guys have probably figured out what mine is. It's those phrases and words you keep hearing over and over and over. It's about the good news of God and Jesus Christ that comes to us in our messiness that makes us new. And that God sends us into the world to call other messy people to come and follow Jesus too. Faith is an action word. Yeah. It's a verb. It's playing follow the leader with Jesus, going where he goes, doing what he does, and trusting he will never take us to a place that we are not already equipped to go. And so, friends in Christ, in this year ahead, I pray that the Spirit would continue to stir in us. I look forward to it. I look forward to sitting with you and discerning where that Spirit is calling us, where it is pushing us, where it is leading us. And I'm excited to see who God will call into our community, who will come through these doors, called by that same Holy Spirit, and what amazing things God will do through them, but also through you. Through each and every one of you who are a vital part of this body of Christ that is St. John Lutheran Church in Ely. What God will do as we work together to grow in faith towards God, love to one another, generosity to all, to proclaim in word and deed the good news of God come to us in Jesus. For that is what we are sent out to do. Amen?
Amen.
I invite you to stand as we sing our hymn of the day.